For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The suspect in custody after a fatal shooting near the Tree of Life Synagogue in the historically Jewish neighborhood of Squirrel Hill near Pittsburgh has been identified as Robert Bowers. Union of Orthodox Jewish Congress of America spokesman Nathan Diamant says Bowers writing, "I'm going in," as part of a social media post, should have been a red flag.
I can't pretend to know what he was thinking. I'm sure the law enforcement officials will fully investigate that. I would hope, though, that if it's the case like these other situations, that we can come up with a better system for law enforcement to be able to spot and flag these people who are dangerous before they wreck the lives of individuals and their families.
The shooting took place during a baby naming at the synagogue. There have been reports from the media of the number of dead ranging anywhere from 4 to 8, with many more injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A lawyer representing the family of Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail, tells CNN he never had an interest in politics until 2016.
Just the opposite. He had no interest in politics. His mother confirmed to me he had never voted. He never had an interest in any type of political issues. His interest was more bodybuilding, nighttime, nightclub events. It was a lifestyle of a teenager, someone who didn't have their priorities in order.
Attorney Ronald Lowy says he believes Sayoc looked to President Trump as a type of father figure. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on the killing of a Saudi journalist earlier this month has become hysterical. He urged the public to wait for the results of an investigation before ascribing blame to the kingdom's top leadership. Some of those implicated in Khashoggi's killing are close to Prince Mohammed, who was the kingdom's heir apparent. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail for Democratic candidates in Wisconsin and Michigan. Speaking in Milwaukee, Obama said there are some politicians that are just inventing facts.
What we have not seen before, in our recent public life at least, is politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, baldly, shamelessly lying. Making stuff up. Calling up down. Calling black white.
Mr. Obama railed against politicians in the state who want to take away health care from people with pre-existing conditions and lambasted politicians who say they want the tone of politics to change but don't do anything to change it. Obama also called President Trump a liar on multiple occasions. Bluebell Ice Cream introduces a new flavor created specifically for the holidays, peppermint bark. According to a tweet from the company's official Twitter account, it's a mint ice cream with white and dark chocolate chunks, and the white chocolate contains crushed peppermint candies. Bluebell regularly releases seasonal flavors. They introduced a spiced pumpkin pecan ice cream in September. The LA Dodgers beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 in Game 3 of the World Series that lasted 18 innings. Dodgers shortstop Manny Machado says losing pitcher Nathan Eovaldi helped them in check until the game-winner homer by Max Muncy.
Just keep grinding. You know, obviously, it's going to take a little bit. You know, Eovaldi threw a hell of a game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.